This pedometer event, what happens is you come down to the PIA, or in some cases, I'll go to you, give you a pedometer. Basically, it's got a motion sensor on the inside, and it calculates steps.
So it's keeping record of how much everybody walks all the time, like to the bed or like around the office.
Yeah, wear them as soon as you get up, put them on. It's easy to carry. It has a clip. When you open it, you crack it open, and there's going to be a couple of buttons there. There's a reset button and then or a clear button. Steps going to the bathroom, hey, those count. You know, anything counts. Whenever someone comes in, they're given the pedometer, and they're also given a small sheet of paper with the call-in dates. And the call-in dates are every 2 weeks. And this is simply to let people know their standings, how they're doing, who's beating them, who they're beating, how many steps they need to catch up to beat so-and-so. We will place standings in the pilot and here on KFSK.
Are there any rules about who can and cannot participate?
No, there are no rules. Everybody can participate, smoker or non-smoker. I've had that question a lot. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can go ahead and do it. The idea behind it is basically to get the word out on tobacco prevention and control, and also to incorporate everybody in the community. We have over 100 contestants. I've been told that this is the largest turnout for a TPC-sponsored event. I don't know about ever, but there are businesses. You guys, KFSK is in on it. Petersburg Mental Health Services. Those ladies are fired up. They're ready to walk. We've got various families, seniors. The business category is the category that surprised me the most, though. So right now, we're in the process of kind of beefing up the business prizes. At first, we thought office party. Yeah, that's fun and all, but if you participate as an individual, there's this iPad and this Kindle Fires and, you know, all this good stuff. So businesses, don't worry. We're thinking of something for you. And plus, it's just something to do. And we figure, you know, Petersburg, we're a small island community. We need something to do, you know, and so we thought this would be a good thing. And we knew once we spread the word out that it would kind of catch fire and go. I've heard people kind of put it in the way like, okay, well, it's a step to be tobacco free. And that's kind of cool because there's steps to be tobacco free. If you walk tobacco free, you will notice, you know, if you stop smoking, you know, that, you know, you have more lung capacity and you won't get tired just walking up the hill to your car or, you know, down to the store or anything. So it's kind of a metaphor for it. We've had people doing 10, 11,000 steps a day. Because they tend to say, you know what, I'm going to go walk the circle, you know, the loop now. So they'll get out there and they'll walk.
And why did the Petersburg Indian Association, why are they doing tobacco? Like, what's the connection there?
The average for American smoking versus the average for a Native American. The Native Americans tend to like to smoke a little bit more. So it's really important that we address that issue in the Native population. Maybe about 30-35% of our total is going to be Native participants.
I think it would be hard to access people who are smokers to encourage them to do this program. I mean, what is your take on that?
We have smokers in this. We have, and they're always the ones that are like, I smoke, can I do it? And, you know, and it's not to, I've always said this, it's not that, hey, you know, shame on you for smoking. No, look, we live in America. It's a free country. You can do what you want. The thing is, we want to let you know what you're doing to your body. So, yeah, the smokers, their reaction is, cool, we can do it too, fine, you know. And I think those are the key people that we want to kind of really target because those are the ones that, you know, we can say, hey, look, smoking, fine if you want to do it, but if you want to stop, we've got some help for you, you know. I can help you. It would be a daily reminder for people to bring the word out and to just spread the word about the dangers of tobacco. It's a reminder. So, it's all around health. Smoking kills almost 500,000 people every year. 443,000 people die from smoke-related injuries to their body, organ failure. The list goes on and on and on. And the sad thing about it, and the thing that I'm kind of focusing most this year for TPC, is the secondhand element of smoke, in which those 443,000 people that die directly from tobacco issues, about 6,000 of those people never even touch a cigarette. Secondhand smoke in kids is the worst. It can cause severe asthma attacks, cavities, all the way down to sudden infant death syndrome. So it's a pretty serious issue, and it's something that I know a lot of people around here, like I said, we're a very tight-knit community, so the kids are like, you know, they're precious. I think we just need to get the word out on that so they can just take a look and say, hey, you know, let's not you know, expose our kids to this type of danger. And if people, because of this program, decide to take a closer look at their smoking, or even their parents or their sons or daughters or nephews or nieces smoking, well, then good job. You know, I feel satisfied with the job I've done.
What happens to this at the end of the, do you return it?
The pedometer? The pedometer explodes at the end of, I'm just kidding. No, it doesn't. No, you get to keep the pedometer. It's yours. It's yours. Yeah. So there you go.